Say you're a Republican strategist planning President Bush's re-election campaign.
Commentator Byron York.
You're surveying the field of Democratic opponents, and you have to smile a little. The war in Iraq has been tough on them, especially the ones who tried to argue that they supported the troops but questioned the way the president sent them into battle. It was a painfully nuanced argument, and while Democrats were making it, the war was not only won, but the president did a victory lap on the deck of the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln. Now, you know most of your Democratic adversaries desperately want the national debate to return to domestic issues, to tax cuts, the environment, Medicare. You know Democrats cherish the scenario that the 2004 election will be like 1992, with the defeat of a once popular President Bush. But you also know this is a much different time. As the president made clear in his Abraham Lincoln speech, Iraq was just a battle in the long war on terrorism, a war we'll still be fighting when November 2004 comes around. And even though the September 11 terrorist attacks will be more than 3 years in the past, when voters go into the voting booth, they will have in the back of their minds this nagging thought: the world is not safe enough to elect a Democrat. Even if the economy is still underperforming, even if environmentalists accuse the president of trashing the land, even if half the country disagrees with his tax cut, September 11th will still be so fresh in voters' minds that they will keep President Bush in the White House. Just look at the latest Washington Post ABC News poll. In the keep us safe categories, Mr. Bush has huge approval ratings. 70%+ approve of the way he's handling the war on terrorism, homeland security, and Iraq. So what if just half the country approves his work on the environment and his stand on taxes? Now, this doesn't mean that President Bush can ignore domestic issues. People are worried about the economy, and they do want a president who's working to make things better. But the White House knows that all other concerns are secondary when people worry about their own safety and that of their country. Of course, it's possible something unexpected and unbelievable will happen to change the situation. But it's hard to see how a nation so worried about its security will gamble on getting rid of a president who fought back when terrorists struck. And if you're that Republican strategist, that's all you need to know.
Byron York is White House correspondent for the National Review.